This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Time to chat some running on today's podcast. My name is Brad Brown. You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us, coming to you from a somewhat blustery Cape Town on the southern tip of Africa today. And I'm about to head out for a run myself, so I thought I'd pop this podcast out quick and then hit the road. So we're going to be talking to a returning guest today, Rowan Forster, a little bit about what it takes to run a fast Ironman marathon. He's pretty rapid over the half marathon, but he's struggling to get that endurance to translate that to a really fast Ironman marathon, but we'll dig into that in a bit more detail today. And before we do that, though, just a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for race wheels for your bike, look no further, okay? They've done a whole bunch of independent testing. These wheels are UCI approved. They've done some stress testing as well, and the results have been pretty decent. Let me tell you, they are right up there with the best in the world, and even better part is they're half the price. So if you want to go and check out Wheel Science, I've made it really easy for you. There's a link in the podcast player that you're listening to this on. So if you're listening to it within the Apple podcast player or Stitcher or Overcast, all you have to do is just click on the link below this podcast, or you can head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels and you can get all the details there, and make sure that you use the discount coupon Kona Edge at checkout and they'll give you 10% discount as well. That's Kona Edge to get 10% off your order of those incredible, incredible wheels. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running now, and we head back to Switzerland to catch up with Rowan Forster, who's in Lucerne. Rowan, welcome back.
Thanks, Brad.
Rowan, what is the key to running a fast Ironman marathon? What's the secret?
I'm still looking for that. I come from a sprinting background. In high school, I was a short 100 meter, 200 meter runner. So switching that to the long distance, I'm still searching for that secret. The fastest I've cracked is, I think, 3:26 was a couple of years ago in Ironman Austria. Getting below 3:30 is still for me is elusive. Getting a fast run, looking for the answer. I may mention to you, I have a coach. We're experimenting with a few options as well. One of the new trends we're looking at is, because I'm a slightly heavier athlete, doing a lot of long, slow runs. We call it the Fat Max pace. It's, I did it on Monday, 3 hour run at over 6 minutes per kilometer, which is quite a easy pace, 6:15. I'll do that. So do a big, and with doing such a slow pace, like the key is to keep the technique, keep the cadence high, but just to not move that fast. And by taking such a slow pace, you're able to reduce the stresses on the body a bit. And well, that's the theory. And we work on that. In between, still doing a few hard sessions. Last week did 10 800s. So to be honest, that's probably my favorite. So coming from an athletics background, I enjoy getting on the track and sprinting or running hard. Sounds strange. And I know when the session's coming up, it's going to be really tough. But I do, something kicks in the brain when I get onto a tartan track that I somehow feel I can push harder. But the secret to running long distance, I'm looking for that still. So happy to hear any input.
Has that been a struggle for your own? I mean, coming from a shorter distance sprinting sort of background, to run those long runs really slow, because that I mean, people can argue, but in my experience, that is one of the areas where age groupers make the mistake, is they don't do their hard sessions hard enough, and they don't do the easy sessions easy enough. Is that something that you struggled with? Is really doing those easy sessions easy?
No, I find doing the easy sessions easy. It's just what I struggle with is to get it right in my brain that's actually helping, making me faster. running slowly is great. I can do it for hours. I did it a couple of Sundays ago also. I mean, it's great. You often find people are happy to run with you, so you don't have to do the sessions alone. But then some of my mates that I train with are also, let's say, top athletes, and they don't want to run at that pace. They want to run at their 4:30 or 5 minute pace. And I was like, if you're running with me, we're running slowly 6 minutes. And I think that's the challenge. It's great. I love it. It's really easy to run that slow, but convincing myself that it's actually bringing a benefit. Let's see. I mean, I've been doing it this year, and yeah, I had a, you know, I finished normally with my races. I have a strong swim. My swim or my cyclist cycle is normally my strongest. And then I always lose places in the run. And in Boulder, I kept the pace on the run. I managed to come out first, finished first on the ride and kept that till the end of the run. So from that perspective, I wasn't fast, but I didn't slow down that much. And I think that's sometimes the key with Ironman is just trying to keep, not starting out too fast and just keeping that pace. But yeah.
You mentioned that the fast Ironman marathon has been elusive, but you're pretty rapid over the half marathon distance. I mean, a sub 130 half marathon is fast, and you are able to do that. So it's just a case of maintaining that over a longer distance, and that's where I think that's why they pay the top guys the big bucks.
Exactly. And I think there's a few things that come into play there. I think what you said is true. There's, you know, I can run at 125. I've done that. Translating that into an Ironman run, that's the challenge. I've also run I did a Rome marathon. I ran a 301, but translating that speed into an Ironman run, and that's where I believe the nutrition comes into play. It's being efficient with your energy. So that's where I'm also working with a coach at the moment on a few dietary things to see how we can try and switch to more of the fat burning and get the body to burn more fat. But that's, I need some carbs for the runs. But for example, today I'll do the long 5 hour cycle. No carbs for breakfast, just protein and then just water on the cycle. And after 3 hours, not more than 40 grams of carbohydrate to switch. But obviously the intensity is going to be much lower on the cycle. So I'm not going to be pushing very hard just to get the body to switch into burning and tapping into that fat reserve and that energy reserve and trying to build a bigger tank, as it were, so that when it comes to the run, I think I have it in my legs. It's just getting the body to utilize that energy or try and tap into that source of energy.
Well, let's dig into that nutrition side of things a bit deeper. But we'll save that for our next chat. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge, and we'll chat a little bit about that next week, if that's good.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Rowan as well for sharing some of his advice and some of the things he's done to improve his Ironman run and what he's continuing to do to get better over the run. Before I go, just a big thanks to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you would like to check them out, there's a link in the podcast player below this edition, or you can head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. And that's if you're looking for world-class race wheels for your bike at half the price. They are up there with the best in the world and literally a fraction of the price. And on top of it all, they're throwing in a 10% discount voucher for listening, because you listen to the Kona Edge. All you have to do is use the coupon Kona Edge, all one word, Kona Edge at checkout, and you'll get 10% off. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.